Once again, a warm welcome to all of you, especially any visitors, guests we have. This weekend, we will honor our graduates. So at the end of our petitions today, so all of our graduates for this year of 2019, we offer you a blessing today. So my congratulations. Also, those of you who are starting to trickle home from colleges and universities this year, you're home for the summer. It's great to have you home with us. Once again, just a very, very warm welcome. It's great to see you again. On the basis of what's presented in the gospel of today, I dare speculate this question. Where are we in the life of Jesus? And the answer to that question is found in the first five words of the gospel of today. They are these. When Judas had left them. Well, we know everyone, when we hear those words, we're at the time now of the Last Supper. So at this of the Last Supper, what Jesus is doing is disclosing the last words that he wants to share with his disciples. And the last words today he talks about is the simple word, everyone, of love. Specifically in the words, love one another as I have loved you. So let's look at that word, love, today. You know, last week I shared in my homily, everyone, the story of my priesthood ordination and also my days of priesthood. But I'm going to back up 6 months from my priesthood ordination, and I'm going to go back to December 7th of 1994. It was the eve of the solemnity, everyone, of the Immaculate Conception. Cold day. And I drove down to Immaculate Heart of Mary Seminary from St. Paul Seminary, where I was currently undergoing my studies, everyone. And on that night, not to a great deal of fanfare, because there was a very small chapel at Immaculate Heart of Mary Seminary, I was ordained to the transitional diaconate. I and Father Mike Cronin, my classmate, we were ordained that night. Transitional deacons preparing then to be ordained priests in the month of June. It said, not a lot of fanfare. The chapel there was very small. I could invite my family, and that was about it. We had a nice meal, and then all of a sudden, as I drove down on that cold December 7th day, 1994, I had to drive back to the seminary that night as well. But on the way back, I took my brother as far as Wabasha, and on the way, something happened with my brother. And what it is, I'm going to come back to at the end of this homily. Okay? But on that night, December 7th, 1994, I was changed. You see, everyone, I had celebrated one of the sacraments of holy orders, the sacrament of the diaconate. And with that, everyone, I could baptize. I could witness marriages. I could preach at Mass. But a deacon's purpose, everyone, is found in one word, serve. A deacon is to serve the priest at Mass. He's to serve the community in which he serves. He is to serve everyone, the poor. This idea of service, service, service. We hear that all and over again. But when he serves, he is to do it in that word that Jesus emphasizes today. And the word we hear today is love. Let's talk about that word today. You know, we use this word love all the time. Okay, I'll give you some examples. I love to travel. I love to shop. I love chicken tenders. Okay? We hear this all the time. I love soccer. We hear it all the time, everyone. Well, really, do we love it? Yeah, we may. But what are we really saying? Well, can chicken tenders love you back? Well, sometimes they don't. Okay? Sometimes they don't. And so in place of that, we just, maybe the better word is to enjoy it. That wasn't different from the time of Jesus. Before Jesus came, you know, those people too love certain things. They love to travel to visit family. You know, it's so easy for us. It was hard for them. But they love to do it. And in that, it meant to enjoy. And so when we think about this word love, we're thinking about something new, something a little bit different. So how do we get there? Let me give you an illustration. Last August, everyone, I traded in my 2004 Chevy Silverado, okay? I loved that pickup, okay? Meaning I enjoyed it. It didn't always love me, but I enjoyed that pickup. I had a goal of getting 300,000 miles on it when I traded it off in August, 300,400 miles. Okay, that pickup was an extraordinary truck. I can count on one hand the number of times I had to take it into the shop outside of oil changes, rotating tires, the basic maintenance on one hand. But I had always had this goal of 300,000, and last August, it was time. So I thought about buying used. And then I started thinking, well, if the first one lasted 14 years and I can get the next one to last 14 years, I'll almost be retired. So I decided to buy new. And boy, oh boy, everyone, what a difference. You know, you have backup cameras on them. You have air-conditioned seats. Unbelievable, everyone. Onboard navigation. It's just got a whole different feel to it. And you know what you almost have to do? You almost have to start again. Now, we're getting to what Jesus is talking about. When he talks about love, everyone, it's got a different feel to it. Because he said this, love one another as I have loved you. Well, how did Jesus love? He did this. He put other people first. How many of you heard the phrase, I got the short end of the stick? Well, in Jesus' definition of love, there is no getting the short end of the stick. This is the motto of love. Where there is no love, you love. Again, where there is no love, you love. And it comes at a cost. Okay? For me, when I was ordained that December 7th night back in 1994, everyone, the realization was going home that night, I could never marry. I could never have children. I had a homily this week, and I want to share it with you today. It was a homily this week in which the priest said this, and I want you to do this. All of you children in this church, I want you to take a moment, look at your mom's belly. All right? Look at it. Even for all of you older kids, do it. Look at your mom's belly. Do you realize now for 9 months you were in that belly? What was that like? In that belly you were fed. In that belly you kicked. In that belly you squirmed. What do you think that was like for mom? Do you think it was easy? Of course it wasn't. Okay? And then after months you did the ultimate thing. You kicked so hard you said it's time to get out of here. All right, it's time. And do you think that was easy? I don't think so. Guys, we'll never know that pain. We'll never understand it. But all of you mothers, I have a feeling you're saying, thank the Lord, it's time. It's time. But they suck them to your wish so that you could live, so that you could breathe, so that you could exist, so that you could come into the world and do what God had destined for you. See the cost? And that's the new that Jesus speaks about, everyone. Let's be honest. People at Jesus' time, up to his time, they suffered in love. That's no different. Here's where Jesus is different. From the cross, that's where we find that love. He said this, you are to put others first. All people. What's that mean? When I'm walking down the street and I see a Muslim, I am to put that Muslim first. Husbands, you are to put your wife first. Wives, you are to put your husband first. Brothers and sisters, you are to put your brother and sister first. Whoa, Father, I don't like that. Well, that's what you're asked to do. For those of you that are home now for the summer, you're back in your mom's home. And you may want to say, whoa, wait a minute, mom and dad, things have changed. And yet, you know what you're called to do? You're called to put your mom and dad first. Parents, you're called to put your child first. Even when they yell, mommy, mommy. Even when they do things that you say, whoa, that's not what I taught you. You put them first. Is it hard? Yes. Is there a cost? Yes. But here it is. We can't get to heaven without the cross. That's it. It's impossible. You can't get there without the cross. Meaning, you can't love without the cross. Okay. My brother. Driving up to Wabasha, everyone. First time in my life I ever saw him cry. He cried in a way I've never seen him cry before. So I asked him, what's wrong? He said this. I can't tell you how proud I am that I'm going to have a priest in my family. Wow. Our lives have taken different paths. You know, everyone, he's happily married. Meanwhile, everyone, I've given up that life so that I could stand before you today and I could serve God's people, all God's people, as God has loved me. Do I do it perfectly? No. I'll be the first to tell you that. But you know, if I went around the church and I asked all of you, do you do it perfectly? What are you going to tell me? Anybody here do it perfectly? Raise your hand if you have. Raise your hand. Because you know what? I'll call you a liar. No one here has. But you know what? Every single morning, we get up, we do it a little bit harder, and we trust on God's grace. So remember, everyone, that's the idea of love. Okay? It's to put other people first. And remember this, all people. All people. Okay? That's the love to which we're called. So let's live that, brothers and sisters. And let's pray for that in each one of our lives as we once again celebrate our sacred mysteries today.